Welcome to the National Bank of Rwanda podcast, and today is another episode. Today we're going to talk about treasury bills, bonds. What are these things? Now, often when I'm walking on the streets of Kigali, people have often asked me, what's a treasury bond? Why should they invest in a treasury bond? Because we've been talking about this from a Twitter Spaces. You might have heard his voice on the Twitter Spaces, but we're going to bring him closer to you. Thank you for making the time to join us, Mr. Jean-Marie Rugambwa, Head of Domestic Markets and Market Development at the National Bank of Rwanda.
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
You're not an easy man to find, very busy. One day you are in Kigali, the next minute looking for you, you are somewhere on an island in the Bahamas for work reasons. So how has the year treated you so far?
Pretty well. Just some high and low, but the work is going well. Everything's perfect.
The timeliness of this conversation seems to be perfect. And the reason I say perfect is because more Rwandans are interested in investing in the stock markets. But then we are seeing a global stock market decline, especially when you look at what has happened with a Silicon Valley Bank. Then we saw what happened with Credit Suisse a few days back as well. You are going to break this down, but when you look at this particular time, often in the stock markets world, I think one of the greatest people in the stock markets, Barry Ford, one of the inventors of the stock markets, came out and said that the best time to invest in the stock markets is when everyone is not investing in the stock markets. Is right now an ideal time for that?
There's no an ideal time to invest. You invest when you want to invest. And if you're looking at the investing, really, there's no time to invest and there's no time to waste. You just wake up. If you have a disposable income, invest it right away.
Do you yourself invest in stock market?
Yes, I do invest in stock markets, but stock market is risky. It's risky. You know, when you're investing in equity, when you're buying shares, you're becoming a shareholder to that company. If it goes down, you go down with it. Okay. And right now, stock market's not doing well, but there is some other assets that are doing well.
And talking about those assets, and I'm assuming here we're talking about treasury bonds and treasury bills, the return on investment for those. Let's take it to the top. What is a bond? What is a treasury bill?
Well, it's pretty simple. A bond is a financial instrument that gives you a periodic interest rates. Gives you a very good return. Like right now, I think it's the best time to invest in treasury bonds on treasury bills because, you know, they hiking, you know, because of the inflation, the central banks are containing the hiking inflation by raising the policy rates. Policy rates increases the, you know, interest rates. And that's what we call in monetary policy terms transmission mechanism. So transmission mechanism is really working. The action of the central bank is being translated into the market. When the central bank increases the policy rates, we observe an increase in the interest rate as well in the market. So like right now, investing in treasury bond and treasury bill, I think is an ideal because you will get periodic interest rate, periodic return. Okay, fixed return, they call it fixed income because it gives you fixed interests every 6 months. In Rwanda, we pay every 6 months, depending on the jurisdiction. Some jurisdictions pay annually, some jurisdictions pay semi-annually, some jurisdictions pay quarterly. But in Rwanda, we do pay semi-annual interest rates. And we promise you that return, and that's what you get on specified dates and time.
And to many of us, a treasury bond sounds like I need a million francs to invest in a treasury bond. How much do I need to actually invest in a T-bond?
Actually, the first thing you need is to express your interest in investing. And the minimum amount is as little as 100,000 Rwandan franc, which everyone can pretty much
basically afford. $100.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Pretty much $100. Yeah. Okay. $100. That's the minimum. But it depends on how much you are willing to invest and at what maturity. Also, depends on the appetite, on the tenor you want to invest. We have treasury bonds from, basically treasury bonds, long-term instruments, the capital market instruments. The maturity is more than 1 year, okay? In Rwanda, we have treasury bonds starting with 3 years up to 20 years. We have stretched our maturity profile up to 20 years. And we may soon even issue a longer tenor soon.
The cat is out of the bag.
I don't want to jinx, but
we're talking about 3 years to 20 years, right?
Yes.
So let's imagine I've bought a treasury bond. I've invested in a treasury bond. I've put my small 200,000 francs. I went into a T-bond. That means I'm going to be paid over a period of 20 years.
Yes, that means you will be paid every 6 months. You'll get a fixed coupon. The interest on treasury bond, we call it coupon. You'll get a fixed coupon. If it's 12%, you'll get 6% every 6 months until maturity.
What is a fixed coupon?
A fixed coupon is a fixed interest rate that is paid to the bond on periodically until that bond matures. Let's say if they give you a 12% on a bond, for example, that's your coupon. That means for 20 years, you will be paid 40 installments of 6%, 6%, 40 times until 20 years down the road.
I have so many questions. Let's hold our horses there. Let's first come back to the treasury bill.
Great.
What is the major difference between a treasury bill and a treasury bond?
Basically, a treasury bill is also a government instrument, but it's a short-term in nature. It's a short-term instrument that the government uses to borrow money or to mobilize resources domestically to finance the budget gap. Or to finance the budget. The budget, that means all the items in the budget.
So basically, I'm lending to the government money.
Basically, you are lending to the government. You have to trust your government to lend your government. Okay? The government, so far, our government has never defaulted. We have had, we call it safe haven or we call it a safe investment. But we've seen some, jurisdictions, defaults, Greece, Argentina, Spain. We've seen that.
Ghana of late.
Well, that for us, we do what we call net sustainability assessment. We look at how the government is able to repay the debt that is mobilizing from the domestic market, and also what the government is mobilizing on the international market, and from also the oil kind of donors that multilaterals. So we do what we call debt sustainability assessment. That's the ability of the government to repay its debt. So far, we have not gone over the threshold limit, and we are still on the limit. And since our economy keeps growing, it gives us room to borrow even more.
When did the central bank issue its first treasury bill?
And the first treasury bill was issued in 1998. Okay. In 1998, we started issuing the treasury bills. Treasury bills is short-term in nature. Okay. And then the treasury bond, the first treasury bond was issued in 2008. Since 2008 up to 2014, we are issuing in a small size. We started issuing regularly from 2014 up to today. We started by issuing on a quarterly basis. We moved to monthly. And we've also had started the multiple issuances. You see, some instances we are issuing two bonds at the same time, a short tenor and a long tenor. And we also are reopening the existing series of the bond as a way to consolidate our debt.
What does that mean?
We want to develop the capital market. When you have a bond market, you want to make it liquid as possible. To make a bond market liquid, you need to increase liquidity in the existing series of the bond. So if a bond was initially issued with a 20 billion amount of 30 billion, when you are reopening it, you are actually increasing that amount. When you reopen it with a 30 billion, that bond becomes 40 billion bond. And then when you reopen it again, it becomes another. So you are increasing a liquidity in the market to make the bond tradable so that people can trade that bond.
Okay.
That's how you develop the market.
So I want to understand like a five-year-old, right? And let's take steps back. You talked about the issuance of these bonds are happening on quarterly basis. So that means there is a criteria for one to meet to be able to invest in the T-bill or treasury bonds. So let's imagine I was late and you've issued these treasury bonds on the 15th of the month, which is usually the dates. And I depend on my salary. My salary comes in 25th to the 30th, within those dates. and I want to invest in the treasury bill. Do I have a chance to go ahead and still invest in the treasury bills and treasury bonds?
Yes. The frequency of treasury bills is weekly. We have treasury bills on a weekly basis and for full maturities. Like I told you, treasury bills is a short-term instrument, okay? And we have four maturities, 28 days, 91 days, 182 days, and 364 days. That means up to 1 year. It's a short-term instrument up to 1 year. And the treasury bill market is every week. So every week you have a chance to invest in the treasury bill. And every month we issue a bond. So you
hold
can...
your horses. What you're saying is every week,
yes,
I can invest in a treasury bill.
Definitely. In four maturities. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, and 1 year.
I can have a return on my investment in 3 months.
And even in 1 month.
I feel like you've been hiding this information from us.
It
sounds too good to be true.
No, it's not too good to be true. It's
what's the coupon rate for, on average for the treasury bills?
For the treasury bills does not pay coupon.
Okay.
It's a discounted instrument. Let's say if treasury bills, 1 year treasury bills at maybe 7%, okay? That means the 7% will be discounted. Because it's a discounted instrument, that 7% will be corresponding to a price, okay, which is probably 99.3 or something. And then, or what happens during the settlement? They do not settle. If you are investing 100,000, they will only settle 99 point something, okay? And at maturity, they give you 100,000. That's why they call it a discount instrument. It's a discounted, okay? It settles at a discount. Whereas a treasury bond, it could be a discounted instrument. It can be issued at a par, or it can be issued at a premium above 100.
Above the 100%.
Yes.
So that brings me to that change in that coupon rate when it comes to the treasury bonds, right?
Yes.
Because we see some, the coupon rate is 12%. For others, it's 14%. If you're lucky, it's 16%. How do you determine as the central bank, or what forces are needed to determine the coupon rate for this bond?
The central bank does not determine the interest rate.
What determines?
On a bond. The interest rate on a bond is market driven, is determined by the market forces, demand and supply.
Okay.
That's what determines the coupon. And investors, they always have an idea where the price is. So when they are bidding, because we have already a yield curve, which serves as a reference.
What is a yield curve? English, please.
A yield curve is basically the shape that determines where the interest rates are plotted. For we can say maybe in a 3 year bond today is at 10.85. That's where it's plotted on a curve. Okay. A year is at 11%, 7 year is at 11.75%, 10 year is at 12.149%, and so forth. So that serves as a reference. So today, if you want to invest in a 5 year bond, for example, you go on that yield curve, you look at where the bond is being traded, or when was the last price on that bond. Alternatively, you can go on the secondary market. The secondary market also provides their closing prices on every bond that's being traded at the secondary market. It gives you an idea on what's the pricing for that bond. And that price will vary as the market, depending on the market condition.
What is the secondary market? And in round away, is that?
The secondary market is the subsequent trading of the bond that has been issued at the primary market. I will tell you in a simple language.
Yes, please.
The central bank, that's where the bond is being issued for the first time.
Yep.
Okay. That's called the primary market. Okay. And subsequently, to give people opportunity to buy and sell the bonds. If you do not get a bond on the primary market, you can go on the secondary market. The secondary market is something like a second hand. It's where the bond changes hands. Okay. I bought it on the primary market. I want to trade it. I will go on the secondary market. On the secondary market, our secondary market is the Rwanda Stock Exchange. You have the brokers. Those are called the market intermediaries. They will find you a buyer or a seller. Okay. And then they will get the commission for buying or selling.
Can I, let's imagine Arnold wants to purchase bonds or T-bills. Can I come directly to the central bank? What's the process like?
Well, you could, but the process tells us that you have to go through your market intermediaries. We have brokers, okay? Brokers, we have about 9 brokers here. They act as market intermediaries.
Where can I find those brokers?
At the Rwanda Stock Exchange. They are the members of Rwanda Stock Exchange.
Okay.
You find them, or alternatively, you can go directly to your bank.
Yep.
Okay. Now, to buy
my bond, commercial bank.
Your commercial bank. Okay. Your commercial bank, they have the forms that we've already given them. They will help you to open an account. It's, you know, they will do it. They have access to the central security depository, because for you to be able to start buying a bond, first of all, you have to have a cash account with your bank. And then you have to open an account with the CSD, Central Securities Depository, that is managed by the central bank. It's the same. It works the same way as your cash account, but this one is to safekeeping your securities, your instruments in electronic form, in a dematerialized way. Okay? So once you open the CSD account, it's linked to your cash account with that bank. So whenever you do a transaction, whenever you buy a bond, whenever you sell a bond, it will perform what we call a DVP, delivery versus payment, through the payment system.
So it will move it from one play to the other.
It will move the securities. The securities will change hands to whoever you are selling it to. And then the cash will move from that person who is buying your bond to your cash account that was linked to that CSD account.
A lot of mathematics here.
Yes.
English, yes, you've broken it down, but I believe this is version one of this conversation, which can go on until the cows come back home, as we tend to say. Jean-Marie, earlier, before this, again, I mentioned that you're not an easy man to find. You're a very busy man. You read a lot in your spare time.
Yes.
It's your go-to. I believe the central bank has created a very conducive environment here. I was coming up the other day and I found a very beautiful cafeteria, and I was like, I need to be working from here every day, but I don't have the same access. What are you reading right now?
How to make money. Well, we central bankers, we read a lot. We read articles. Okay. We read articles. We've read books. Okay. We've read their books, economics books, and you know. So my specialty here is to develop the market. Okay, for us to be able to develop the market, we need to know what people expect from the market. People expect to make money from the market, and we are responsible to bringing product to the market. The central bank and the government, we have a joint responsibility of developing the market. So we have to bring product to the market, and people can be able to buy product to the market to make money.
I have an interesting book for you here, but if I lend it to you, I need your national ID and and potentially 2 other books. It's The Economic and Monetary Sovereignty in 21st Century Africa. It's about the French banking system. Will you return my book?
I will return it in 1 week.
Here you go. Thank you for making the time, Jean-Marie.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Jean-Marie Rugambwa, Head of Markets Development at the National Bank of Rwanda. Thank you for gracing this period of the National Bank of Rwanda podcast. Now, for you listening to us for the first time, if you want to be part of this conversation, follow all social media platforms. We're talking about Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. For those that still use Facebook, Instagram, you'll find the National Bank of Rwanda there, BNR or NBR. Thank you for making the time.
Thank you very much.